Hey, it's your favorite career coach, Crystal Williams, and you are now tuned in to the Peculiar Career Chit Chat Podcast. I'm back in the Peculiar Palace on the mic again this week to not only empower and position you to be all you can be to thrive in your career, but to also give you peculiar strategies that infuse faith to accelerate in your 9-to-5 career journey. Let's jump into the episode.
Good morning, and welcome to the Career Prosperity Prayer Call. If you did not get the message, encourage yourself. That is the word for this morning. It's real simple. The phrase is encourage yourself. But before we get into it, let's give God a hand clap of praise this morning because He is worthy. He is worthy of all the praise, all the glory, all the honor. So we just want to lift God's names up right now in the name of Jesus, because we are grateful for another day. We are grateful that He woke us up this morning. We are grateful that He decided to say, hey, I need for you to wake up. I need for you to go out and do what I have called you to do. I need for you to do all that I have called you to do in this earthly realm. I need for you to move. I need for you to move your limbs. I need for you to use your voice. How many of you are happy and excited and glad that God woke you up this morning? Like, give Him all your praise, all your glory. I don't know where you're at this morning, but God is worthy to be praised. You could be in your car. You could be in your bed. You could be getting ready to go into the office or getting ready to just simply go downstairs if you work remotely. Listen, either way, just let God know right now that you are worth, that He is worthy, that He is deserving of all the praise, all the glory, all the honor. And we just want to give God our best. We're going to give God our first fruits. And listen, that's what we are here this morning to do, right? Gather here and say, God, I thank you. I thank you for life. I thank you for health, good health. I thank you for strength. I thank you for just giving me or positioning me where I am right now, right? Because where you're at right now, sometimes it may not be where you want to be, but trust and believe you are there for a reason. You are there for a purpose. And like I say, every time we get up here, I'm about to sound like a broken record, but it is okay, because what you want to do, what you want God to do, is to open up your spiritual eyes about any situation you may be facing, right? And so you can see God in the midst, His hand, not just on your life, but His hand on people's life that are within you. Okay, that the people that are around you, you want to see God within them too. And listen, if you're not seeing God in them, listen, you might want to change up your circle, okay? And that's all I'm going to say on that. But good morning again. Thank you for joining in. The topic this morning that we are going to be talking about is encouraging yourself. And so let me share with you how we got here. Yesterday, my family and I came from a short vacation, and one thing my husband and I like to do, well, he started it first. He was, as we was walking out of the place and going home from vacation, from our mini vacay, that is, he said, he fist pound me because he was like, you know, as parents, we got to encourage ourselves. And I said, you know what? Ain't that the truth? If you don't know, I'm a mother of two girls, and I have an infant and a going on first grade. Okay. So that is a lot in itself, but we as parents we remind ourselves, we have to encourage ourselves in being parents. We weren't even talking about, you know, working in our careers. We weren't even talking about, you know, being regular, like family members. We weren't even talking about being business owners. We weren't even talking about that stuff. We was talking about us as wearing our parents' hats. We have to encourage ourselves. And so what I want to encourage you this morning, you're about to be wearing your employee hat. You're about to be wearing your business hat or what have you. I want to encourage you in your career. I want to encourage you to keep going, to keep putting your best foot forward and working not towards just the mission of the company, but working and putting your best foot forward because you know who you serve ultimately. You serve our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You serve the Most High. You serve because you want to be known, and you listen, and it's not just your name on the line, but it's God's name is on the line when you put your best foot forward. Even if you don't even know the answers to every question people may be asking you, listen, it's okay. Pray this simple prayer. God, give me the words. Give me the strength to operate in this meeting well. Give me the words to articulate in this meeting. And this is things as a peculiar professional, what we have to do in order to just show that we are, look, they not like us. You're not like them. In the workplace, you are set apart. So being peculiar again and again, I say this all the time, is you, it means it's not just being strange or anything like that, but it means to be set apart, from who you may be working with, to be set apart from coworkers, colleagues, and so forth. What is it that you're doing different to show that you don't just roll with the CEO of the company, that you don't just roll with your manager, your supervisors, or whomever, right? You don't just roll with them, but you roll with somebody higher than them. You roll with our Lord. You roll with our Savior, Jesus Christ. Come on, y'all. You roll with somebody higher. You roll with somebody higher who our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who takes a seat of authority over any supervisor, over any rule or whatever. Because let me tell you, just because the policy may say something, just because these may be the rules of a promotion or whatever, let me tell you, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, or the Holy Spirit will come through and work it out for you, Because one thing about it, God will make a way out of no way. And I feel like we talked about this and touched on this last time that we were together. But yes, God will make a way out of no way where there seems to be deserts in your life, where there seems to be a sense of lack in your life. God will make a way out of no way. He will make rivers where there is a desert area in your life. But how many of you believe that? Do you truly believe? And I'll let that questions sit with you for a little bit and get back to our topic, encouraging yourself. And so like the songs we played this morning, that's why I was just like, y'all didn't get the topic. It was encourage yourself. So the songs that I played, I want you to definitely add those to your playlist as you go throughout this work week. And those songs, let me remind you, were Be Encouraged by William Becton and then Encourage Yourself by Donald Lawrence. Powerful songs, of course, very powerful songs about encouraging yourself. And I love to look at the lyrics of songs, right? Because that I feel as though that is very important. If you're listening to a song just because the beat is hot, that what does it mean if the words or the substance of the song is not good? So in the song, it says, be encouraged no matter what's going on. So like I just said, no matter what is going on in your career, your business, your life in general, you want to be encouraging yourself. And then in the song Encourage Yourself by Donald Lawrence, it stated, I am more than a conqueror. Everything the enemy ever told me is a lie. And last but not least, it said, I believe everything God said about me. And so I'm going to share this series I did, I think it was about a few years ago on the podcast. It was about knowing or answering to what God calls you and not what man calls you. And so I'm going to share that this week throughout on the podcast, so you can catch the podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or any podcast outlet. And I want you to really listen to that message, because I go into greater detail about what God says about us. And it's so important to know that, because that is a way of encouraging yourself when you find yourself in situations like, God, how did we get here? Like when you see negative in the bank account, when you see rejections in the mail or rejections in your email, when you see just things not going in your favor, you have to encourage yourself and remind yourself, you know, I am not my bank account. I am not these rejections. This is not me. This just is part of the process, but it's going to make me better. Trust and believe it's going to make you better, right? You have to know that it's going to make you better, because you are a child of God, and you know, like, this is not it. This is not it. There is victory on the other side of defeat, or what you may feel like defeat is. There is victory on the other side. And what I'm encouraging you today is to stay in the fight, to stay in where you're at, and to just keep pushing through and making sure that you are calling on our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, making sure that you are really sharing or telling yourself you are more than a conqueror, making sure that you really are telling yourself everything the enemy ever told you is a lie. So many people get caught up in the tricks of the enemy, thinking that they're not worthy, thinking that they are not good enough, thinking that this the opportunities that may be presented to them aren't for them, because they may not feel ready. But let it be known that just because you don't feel ready doesn't mean that God is not saying that you're ready. God isn't saying that you're not ready to take on what it is that has been presented to you. And of course, we want to use our spirit of discernment. And asking God for direction. Is this for me? Is this not for me? And then we could make a decision. And last but not least, you want to know that, of course, everything that the Lord has said about you is true. But we must first know what the Lord has said about us. And so I want to leave that homework with you all, by listening to the those podcasts, and we'll revisit this, and I'll probably put a message out for those who do follow or who are in contact with me on the text messaging list. I'll probably send a follow-up reminder to you and notes throughout the week, so that you are definitely doing your homework and encouraging yourself throughout the week. Okay. All right. Of course, you know, we got to tie scriptures to everything that we talk about on this. Psalms 31:24. When I was researching and studying for this session this morning, our prayer call this morning, and what the Lord was really sharing with me. Psalms 31, 24 stuck out the most. It states, "Be strong and let your heart take courage, all you who wait for the Lord." I'm going to say that again. It says, "Be strong and let your heart take courage, all you who wait for the Lord." Listen, you may be like, "Crystal, I'm not even in a waiting season." You sure about that? Because I know your prayers last night or your prayers this morning was like, "Lord, thank you in Jesus' name, pray, amen." And I'm like, you're waiting for something. You're waiting for something. I feel like we're all in different levels of our waiting season. That's the word. Different levels of your waiting season. You could be waiting for a promotion. You could be waiting for, you know, direction on where you should take your talents to. You could have many job offers. You could be waiting to receive a job offer. You could be waiting to figure out, you know, where am I going? Which path am I taking? Am I going down this path? Am I going down that path? Where is my business going? What am I doing? How? There is levels to the waiting season, right? So we're all waiting for something and sharing with God and talking to God in our private time about something that we would want in life or something or somewhere we want God to take us, or we're waiting for someone to come in our lives. Those are for my ladies or my men who are waiting for that special someone. That's a whole nother word too that I may get into if the Lord leads me there. But yes, whatever you're waiting for, I want to encourage you to be strong in it. Be strong and wait for it. Wait for it. Wait strong. Wait well. And let your heart, it says, be strong and let your heart take courage, all you who wait for the Lord. Point blank, period. That's what it says. And that's what we're going to do when we are trying to encourage ourselves in this season, okay? In every season, let's just be clear. In this season and in every season. All right, well, I'll pray that definitely penetrated your heart and that word will sit with you. You got a few things to do this week. I know, your schedule. but it's not just me adding to your schedule. These are things that you need to do in order to consistently encourage yourself, consistently, not just encourage yourself from a worldly view, but encourage yourself in the Lord. Let's be clear. We want to encourage ourselves in the Lord and encourage ourselves to go to higher heights, right? And who do we want to go to higher heights with? Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I don't know about you, but I don't want to go nowhere without the Lord. Okay? All right, let's get into this good word of prayer. Lord, Father God, I thank you. I thank you for your sons and your daughters under the sound of my voice. God, I thank you for who you have called them to be, Lord. Whether they know what you have called them to be, what their purpose is, what their divine purpose is in this earthly realm, God, I ask that you reveal it to them in due time, God. Give them the resources that they need in order to fulfill what you have called them to do in this earthly realm, God. We thank you for their jobs. We thank you for their career opportunities. We thank you for every interview that they may be on. We thank or going through this this season, God. We thank you for the new job opportunities. We thank you for the current job opportunities. God, we ask right now that you intervene in their workspace, whether it's outside of the house or inside of the house right now. And we ask that you set the tone, shift the environment right now in the name of Jesus so that they will be able to articulate their words clearly, Lord, so that others may be actually hearing their thought process, God, as they speak. Lord, Father God, we thank you. We thank you for shifting the atmospheres that we enter, Lord. Let the people know, whether it's on the virtual call or whether they have to actually walk in the room, let them know and see that there is something different about us. God, we're not ashamed of you and to be able to show who you are within us in our careers. In the name of Jesus, we just thank you. We thank you for shining your light through us. We thank you for allowing us to be the light in dark places, God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for showing up and showing out in our lives. We thank you for the unexpected blessings. We thank you for the protection around our earthly temples. We thank you for protecting us from the crown of our heads to the sole of our feet, God. We thank you for intervening into situations where there is no way where you can make a way out of no way. We know that. So we thank you for coming in at the nick of time, God. We thank you for consistently showing up. And God, we just ask that as we study the scriptures on how encouraging ourselves, we thank you for really allowing it to penetrate our hearts and to know that. So in times of trouble, so in times that we feel as though we can't endure, but your word says otherwise. Your word says specifically in Psalms 31:24, to be encouraged and let our hearts take encourage all who wait for you, Lord. So God, we thank you. We thank you for allowing us to wait well. We thank you for allowing us to be who you have called us to be. Have us to listen to you, Lord, and not to man. And I'm going to say that again. I feel as though in my heart right now, somebody needs to hear this. We need to hear this again. Help us to listen to what you say about us and not what man says about us. Your word is weighty. Your word is weighty. Your word outweighs what man may say about us. So God, we thank you. We thank you for being in our ears. We thank you for all that you have called us to be. We thank you for life, health, and strength in this season and in every season of our life. So God, we thank you. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your favor, God, all upon our lives. And for that, we will forever say thank you. In Jesus' precious name, I pray. Amen and amen. All right, you all, go forth and conquer and have a wonderful and blessed work week. And I will catch you back up here next time. If you have any other questions or anything, definitely feel free to email me at crystal@theubrandacademy.com. And I look forward to hearing from you and seeing you next week.
Thank you for joining me in the Peculiar Palace for another episode of the Peculiar Career Chit Chat Podcast. I pray this episode empowered and inspired you to go forth and conquer your career journey. So I'll catch you here next time.